This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:13 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And our next story, the Ministry of Health has called for medical professionals to volunteer in helping out the country contain the COVID-19 pandemic. This is coming from both the Ministry as well as DG, Tan Sri Dr. Nur Hisham Abdullah, posting the ad on social media. And they're essentially calling for volunteers who are medical officers, dentists, medical assistants, nurses, lab technicians, so trained professionals. And just to say that it is a voluntary thing, which means that volunteers would not be getting allowances. They will have to bear all necessary costs on their own. And if you are interested, you can apply to volunteer by looking up the link to the form on the CPRC Kebangsaan Kementerian Kesihatan Malaysia Facebook page. You can also email mobilisasi19@gmail.com. We will include that in our podcast description, so you can find that on our site later. But this is actually really the latest of a call for volunteers, right? We've been seeing this come out in a few areas. In this case, it's particularly to assist in the COVID-19 pandemic. But in other instances, with vaccination drives, for instance, we've seen calls go out for volunteers to help people get registered. We've also seen calls go out for people to assist with crowd control in the vaccination centres. Clearly, looking at the situation as it is now and looking at the number of different initiatives that we have running on all fronts, right? To contain the pandemic, to get people vaccinated, it's no wonder that there is also very much this need to have manpower. So if you are able to, if you are interested, there are a number of ways that you can volunteer. And we're going to be talking about this now with Muhammad Said Al-Hudzari Ibrahim, who is the General Manager of Program Development and Operations at Mercy Malaysia. If you'd like to weigh in, ask any questions, you can also call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Said, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having Mercy Malaysia here.
So can you talk to us about the work that Mercy Malaysia has already been doing with MOH during the pandemic?
So since last year, we have been supporting facilities expansion, namely, you know, with equipment for ICU, the COVID assessment centre, the, you know, the low-risk treatment and quarantine centre, vaccination administration centre set up. So we are still doing this, you know, because there are still, you know, semi-ICUs being, you know, being established right now. And we are also continuously supplying PPE to fill in gaps, no, in those facilities. Other than that, we are also supplying manpower, volunteers to support screening activities, COVID-19 assessment, contact tracing, case management, and also vaccination programs.
So how have you contributed to the vaccination drive? Because again, that's been an area in which there has been a huge call for volunteers.
So basically, number one, we are supporting, you know, the ministry in raising awareness and promoting vaccine registration to the public through basically, you know, community awareness, you know, reaching out to the public. This is before MCO 3.0. We are still doing that, but through our social media and so on, we are still assisting registration through existing program that we have. We are also providing volunteers to the vaccination administration center of VACs and mobile vaccination administration center for care home or old folks home. So we are doing that. And then this morning, you know, we were called for a meeting with the Ministry of Health and also with a few other NGOs to support the outreach vaccination program to provide, you know, vaccination from house to house, targeting bedridden patients or elderly communities, disabled people, and those who have physical difficulty to access the public vaccination centres. So we are planning to mobilise nationwide, you know, starting 15th of June, this house-to-house vaccination programme.
You also have mental health support activities, and mental health has been something that's really been highlighted as well during this pandemic. Could you talk to us about that?
So we initiated a hotline in collaboration with the Ministry of Health back in March 2020. It was, I think, 1 week after the first MCO was announced. So the focus then was on psychosocial first aid for public and also for frontliners. So it was very overwhelming. Luckily, we have, you know, like 30 volunteers, you know, MHPSS volunteers who are able to volunteer their time to man the line. So we decided in May 2020 to continue the, you know, the helpline and the expand the services. By this year, we actually recently decided to extend, you know, the services with Ministry of Health until the end of this year. So basically, it offers you, if you have like anxiety, you're feeling stressed, or you just need someone to talk to during this pandemic or during the MCO, so you just call this line. So this is not the kind of services, no, we offer. And then if you need to be referred, we are going to offer like a few options that you can opt to. So this is open to the public. The number you can call is 0329359935.
So at the moment, looking at this call for volunteers from the MOH, what areas are really in need of help at the moment? Who should or can volunteer?
At the moment, mainly it's volunteers for screening. So they are still requesting volunteers, medical volunteers, to do screening since active case detection are still underway. Mainly medical personnel are required for this. So if you are a doctor, nurses, you know, medical assistant, dentist, you can participate in this. Now that the vaccination program is underway under the National COVID-19 Immunization Program, more volunteers are also required. So the task force is managing, I think, more than 600 vaccine centers nationwide, and then they require at least 6,000 volunteers per day to man the, you know, the vaccination centers. So if you are non-medical, you can, you know, opt for this to assist the vaccination centers. I mean, they need, you know, volunteers for data entry, crowd control, doing registration there.
If you could make the case for it, why is it important to volunteer right now?
Right now, you know, cases are very high. Therefore, you know, civil servants, you know, the doctors in the government hospitals, in the health sectors are being mobilized and remobilized, you know, to manage cases in hospitals and also in the PKRC. Therefore, this is the, you know, the time where Malaysians can contribute directly to the response. The whole society approach is actually the only way for us to beat this pandemic. So those who have the capacity must take advantage of those capacity and volunteer themselves to be part, you know, of the service, you know, to the nation in managing this pandemic.
So besides offering their time, their physical presence, how else can people help out?
Again, I mean, this is a whole society approach. So those who cannot volunteer their time or expertise or can contribute, I mean, they can contribute by donating to NGOs or whoever is providing direct services in responding to the pandemic. So, however, those who cannot contribute physically or with donation can still make a difference by staying at home. And if you have to go out, you know, practice the 3W and avoid the 3C as advised by the DG. So you can still make a difference, no, whether you are volunteering or not volunteering.
If we look at the assistance and volunteering that's been provided so far, how have frontliners responded to this?
I would say it is still not enough based on the number of demand and also the supply, you know, that is being provided, because almost every day we receive requests for volunteers from many sites, you know, the testing site, you know, the screening site, from CAC, from PKRC. So in comparison to last year. But of course, you know, this year you have, you know, the number of cases is much greater as compared to last year. So there are many people responded to calls for volunteers, although many are non-medical, but still, you know, people still wanted to contribute directly to assist the frontliners. So only thing is they are limited by, you know, by their background, because most volunteers required medical in some cases. But of course, you know, we as Mercy Malaysia, we try our best, you know, to mobilize as many as possible volunteers through the right program channeling and also, you know, in line with Ministry of Health's current initiative.
And if I could just sidestep a little bit, because dealing with COVID-19 isn't the only thing that Mercy Malaysia is doing at the moment.
Yep.
You also
yep.
have efforts in Palestine, dealing with climate challenges locally. How have you navigated resources during this period?
Well, Lynn, when disaster is your business, then you are expected to respond to almost everything, every disaster. You know, any disaster happens, you know, in Malaysia or overseas, people will call us no matter, you know, what happened. So internally, we are a professional organization and we have proper organization structure that look into different things at any one time. When a certain disaster happens, you know, we will increase our capacity at certain areas within the structure in order to support those response. Of course, you know, we have constant support. You know, we have donors who understood the internal processes, you know, and we have process policies that we improve every year, you know, to manage all these different type of disaster. And the support from the volunteers themselves, volunteer staff, the EXCO members, the management in dealing with all these different type of, you know, of crises. Every time there's a disaster, definitely there's going to be, you know, volunteers calling us to offer their assistance. So this is something that really is helpful, you know, for an organization like Mercy Malaysia to, in order for us to continue whatever effort we need to do.
And where can we go to find out more about the work you do?
I would say go to Mercy Malaysia website, mercy.org.my, or you just visit any of our, you know, social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, just type Mercy Malaysia, or you can even go to Telegram and then type Mercy Malaysia. You can get all the latest news, latest requests for volunteers and so on. So I mean, you can access all those information.
Syed, thank you so much again for speaking with us.
Thank you.
That was Mohamed Syed Al-Zari Ibrahim, General Manager of Program Development and Operations at Mercy Malaysia. We've been talking about the importance of volunteering to help out with the efforts to combat COVID-19 here in the country, whether or not that is to do with testing and vaccination, whether it's crowd control, data entry. There is just a need for people at the moment. There is a need for help. And this is coming as the Ministry of Health is calling for specifically medical professionals at the moment. So if you are a medical officer, dentist, medical assistant, nurse, lab technician, doctor, of course, you might be interested in participating in this. You can apply to volunteer again. There is a form that is available on the CPRC Kebangsaan Kementerian Kesihatan Malaysia Facebook page. You can also email mobilisasi19@gmail.com. We will be including all these details in our podcast description, so you can also check it out there. Now, something else that may be of interest, it's happening tomorrow. Hope is a word that can have very different meanings to someone with depression. There is the feeling of hopelessness that one may experience. There is also the hope that one feels when reaching out for help and getting on the right path towards treatment and recovery. So we'll be getting consultant psychiatrist Dr. Michael Ang to tell us what hope looks like for someone struggling with depression. This is happening on Health and Living tomorrow at 4 p.m. We're just about to head to some music, and after which it's popcorn culture. For a complete change of pace, we're going to be talking about zombies. So if you have a favourite zombie TV show, movie, even video game, send it our way. We would love to hear about it. You've been listening to the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.